You should be able to distinguish the sounds of a submarine on the surface from the sounds of a submarine which is submerged. In a gambit or baiting maneuver, your plane will fly out of the area and wait for the sub to come up. Then you must be able to tell by listening when the sub is on the surface. There is usually a change in the character of the signal received. You may still continue to hear propeller beats, but you may also begin to hear the roar of the diesel engines. In the following examples, the sounds from a submerged submarine will be compared with the sounds from a surfaced submarine. First, a sub at periscope depth, speed 3 knots, range 500 yards. Now the same sub on the surface. Speed approximately 7 knots, range 800 yards. Once again, submerged. Example, you will hear a sub first at periscope depth, speed 4 knots, range 300 yards. In the course of the example, the sub blows its tanks, surfaces, and proceeds away from the buoy at a speed of 7 knots. The sub is now on the surface and is preparing to change over to diesels. The sub is now on diesels and proceeding away from the buoy. Range, 500 yards. The success of the gambit or baiting maneuver depends upon your ability to interpret the sounds you hear over the expendable buoy. Your buoy may not be close enough to the sub to pick up sounds such as the blowing of tanks, but you should be able to distinguish the sounds of a sub's diesels from its electric motors.